Welcome, REI Society. This week we're talking about flipping all week long, and we are going to go over today the types of flips that are out there that you can do to make money. Now, look, there are three types of flips. The first one is wholetailing, the second one is cosmetic, and the third is a full detail flip. Now, here's the thing. Let's break it all down, but here's the thing. Realize that a lot of people are looking at the HDTV full detail flips where they're, you know, doing all kinds of different things that are major remodels, and that is not necessarily what flipping is. Flipping is taking a property and selling it for a profit. Buying it, owning the property, selling it for a profit. So I'm here to show you that flipping can be easy or it can be hard. It's really according to your skill set and your construction knowledge. So if you're starting out, I would never recommend doing a full detail flip, which I'll explain what that is in a minute. I would recommend starting out with a wholetailing or a cosmetic flip. So let's go through it all so you understand each and every one of them, and then you can choose for yourself what is best for you. The wholetail. Now, I've done a ton of these. I probably made a couple hundred thousand dollars this year on wholetails. I'm basically buying a property, and you can too. You're buying a property that is undervalued, and all you're doing is you're cleaning it up, doing a trash out, you're cutting the grass, you're getting the ugly out of it, and you're putting it right back on the market in the MLS for a marked up profit, and you're gonna sell it for a marked up profit. I've done a ton of them. One of the last ones I did recently in my hometown, I bought it for $150,000. I did a $10,000 cleanup on it. I know that sounds like a big cleanup, but it was a trash out. We touched up some walls, we put in some new light fixtures, we did a little HVAC maintenance. But we didn't go all in. We just did enough to make it look good, and I put it right back on the market for $225,000, and I made an incredible profit. I think I made like $50,000 net. That was a big wholetail. I did another one recently in Atlanta, and I basically cut the grass, did a trash out, put it right back on the market, and I made $30,000 for doing nothing else. And it was ugly. It was really, really bad, but a new investor saw it and said that was the one for them. They wanted to tackle a full detail. We're like, okay, take it. It's yours. Another one I did recently, I bought a property stuck in the MLS, literally did nothing to it, and I'm making a $6,000 profit. Another one recently I bought, and I just did a $200 cleaning on it, put it right back in the MLS, and I made $40,000 on it. So you see, it's minimum works in wholetailing. You're basically buying a property at wholesale prices, and you are doing minimal work to it, sticking it back in the MLS with a real estate agent, and you're making a profit, and you're gonna make a lot of money, a little bit to a lot, just for doing the bare minimums, next to nothing. Okay, moving on. The cosmetic flip is the next one. The cosmetic flip is basically where you're changing out paint, carpet, cosmetic, granite. You're just basically kind of cleaning up the home. Here's what you want to do minimal for a cosmetic flip. You want to have interior paint going in and cleaned up, making it look good. You want to update the flooring, add new appliances, update the electrical and plumbing fixtures. You want to do HVAC maintenance, put in new switches, outlets, covers, registries, smoke alarms, some landscaping. You're basically taking an existing floor plan that is actually perfect, and you don't have to really do nothing to opening it up and doing major changes. And you're just adding all the cosmetics to making it pretty again, making it beautiful, taking the ugly and making it beautiful. But you're keeping it with the existing floor plan. That is a cosmetic flip. All you're doing is updating the cosmetics to make it livable for a first-time home buyer, and they're gonna take it and move in. And after buying it from you, you're gonna make a profit that's gonna be a substantial profit. And usually you're gonna make a little bit more than a wholetail where you're doing very little to next to nothing. Sometimes you'll do nothing on a wholetail. In a cosmetic flip, you can spend anywhere between $10,000 to $50,000. Anyways, in my experience. Look, now here's the thing. Moving on, we're talking about full detail flips. This is what people think about when they flip properties. They think about the full detail flip, which is kind of like the HDTV remodel. Properties with structural problems, mold, fire, water damage, building additions, and etc. But here's the thing. I've seen a lot of new investors get in over their head by tackling a renovation that's too risky or required a ton of construction knowledge or custom design work, but they haven't developed that skill set yet. So I really recommend that you go through the process of all of these types of flipping in your portfolio. When you're starting out, if you dare, do a cosmetic flip and do some wholetails, but don't necessarily tackle a full detail flip blowing out walls and cleaning up mold and getting all this stuff done, because you're gonna lack that experience. You're gonna lack that construction knowledge. You're gonna lack that design style. And it takes a lot of work to get there. And in fact, I'm gonna show you how much work it gets. If you wanna text me to my text number, which I'll link into the show notes, I'll send you some before and after photos of some properties. I'll send you a couple of links through Dropbox and you'll be able to see the different before and afters. And if you think that that doesn't take skill, then I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you're probably gonna get in it over your head and you're gonna have a problem. You might lose money. Okay, with that said, that wraps up this show. Today, like I said, we're talking about the three types of flipping: wholetailing, cosmetic flips, and full detail flips. I hope that makes sense. I hope that edifies you to realize that there are different ways to making money. And like I said, flipping is only buying a property and selling it for a profit. It doesn't mean you have to remodel it to a certain standard. It doesn't mean you have to remodel it to a certain grade of rehab. You just gotta buy it and sell it for a profit. That's flipping a house. Wholetailing, cosmetic flips, full detail flips. Listen, guys, if you like this episode and you really enjoyed it and you learned something here, please share it on Instagram. Tag me in it with a screenshot to the podcast. And my handle is at Brandon G. Thompson. Give me a 5-star rating as well. Now, like I said in the podcast, go ahead and send me a text that says pictures, and I will send you the before and afters, and we will take it from there. See you in the next episode.